Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Chagiga Daf. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Speaking of on, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Amud Beis, three lines up for the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. We said Chananya ben Chizki, he saved the book of Yecheskel, and we see he did it another time also. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa ben Yecheskel, there was once it was his kid. Shaya Kori Rebeis Rav, Besef Yecheskel, he's reading in his Rebbe's house, he's learning from Yecheskel. Vahim Evin Bechashmal, and he was involved in the ideas of Chashmal. Rashi says, Lidrosh Mahu. You know, he was darshining it. He was getting it. He wanted to stand, like, what's this all about? And then his ash came out and burnt him up. They burn it up. You know, it shouldn't happen to more people. Chalila. Question for you. If this kid was like a chacham, he was like ahead of his time, obviously. When everyone's on such a level, everyone's such a prodigy, of course not. Now, so therefore you don't have to get rid of it. My chashmal, what is this idea of chashmal? What is it? Amar Yehuda, peep, turn the page. You give them a base. Chayos eish mimalos. That's what chashmal is. The chashmal, cha is chayos, sh is eish, mimalelos. Mimalos is the mal. When the chayos speak, fire comes shooting out from it. Says Rashi, eish yotzim, the ruin fire comes from their speech. Sometimes that they're quiet. Sometimes when they speak. When the time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, they're quiet. When the time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, they're speak. The Pasuk says that in the first parak of Yecheskel, the chayos ran back and forth like the appearance of Bazak. Says Rashi, Motzios Roshan, they would stick out their heads in Mitachas Arkiah, from under the Arkiah, Hanote Lamala Merashayan, Vichosus Machnisos, and then we put them right back in. Mimora Shinner, the Marvish Shinner, and Mimiris quickly, Kirisa Vishiva Shalahav, like this fire spark that goes in and out of Yosmipia Bazak. My Ratzavashav, what does that mean? This is Chayas Ratzavashav, but my Bazak, what does that mean, Ratzavashav? Rabbi Huda, Kiora Yosmipia Kifshan, it's like the flame that comes from the opening of the furnace. Comes in, comes out, pops in, pops out. Rashi says, "Shesor from Boavonim Lasid." When you burn Avonim stones for Sid, Ubazak Loshen Shivrei Shvarim is like these tiny amounts. Husha or Yotze being Evan Levin, it comes between one stone and another. Kidat Nabe Evan, like it says in Evan, Boskin Melech Al Gabe Hakevesh Shaloy Yachliku Akwanim. The ends of the Akwanim shouldn't go and they shouldn't slip. My Kamar Bazak. What do you mean? It says Loshen Kamar Bazak. Like the appearance of Bazak, I'm Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, Ke'ora Yotze Mibein Acharasim, it's like the flame that comes between the pieces of pottery. What does that mean? Rashi says that when you have, it means like these broken pieces of like pottery, that Rashi says that when you have this goldsmith, he wants to purify gold, he builds a coal fire and he puts a piece of cheres on the coals, and brick on this piece. And then he puts the gold inside this opening spot over there, and he covers the coal with a shard, with a dome made of pottery. And Kitzer, it's made like that. There's a bunch of holes over there, and when the gold is purifying, flames are shooting through those holes over there. As I said, Rashi, Derek, Mezakeke, Zahav, Linkov, Klicheres, Nekovim, 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 they cover it over. Agabi, Gecholim, and the Kol, Shazav, Nosin, Behem, let's put it over there. Besoch, Sivas, Ktisha, Sacharasim, Shalavanim, Algabi, Cheres, Lalav, Yotze, Lamaila, Derek, Nekfea, Kli, Vahu, Asui, Gevanim, Gevanim, Betamidlo, Yotze, Nechaz, goes in, goes out, goes out, goes in, etc. Now, next part of the Pesukim. Va'era v'hini ruach sara ba min hatzafon. I saw him, though there was a stormy wind coming from the north. That's just from min hatzafon, means mi bavel. Shubitzafon, shenarim mitzafon tiftach harach. Pesuk in Jeremiah. Anan gadol v'esh mitzalkachas. There's a big cloud and a flashing fire. V'nogul osaviv, and there's this brilliance that was surrounding it. U'mitochan ke'ena chashmal mitocha ish. And inside of it, in it, like the color of the chashmal from inside the fire. Leicharazel, now where did this stormy wind go from Bavel? Saying the storm has come from Bavel. Rashi says, Lama holcha le Bavel.
Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shalach Lichvash is Kololim Kula Tachas of Nebuchadnezzar. Russia went to go conquer the entire world and put it under the power of Nebuchadnezzar, King Bavil. V'kol Kach Lama, why do you need all that? Shalom Yom Umasolim, so the people shouldn't say, B'yad Umashfala Masar Kodesh Baruch Hu Esbanav, it was in the hands of a low nation that Kodesh Baruch Hu placed the hands of his children, placed his children, right? And that is at every time. There's going to be something the Jewish people are going to be subjected under someone. It's always going to be someone choshev. Tosa says, "V'hainu kipeirish tahid amar begidden kol ametzel Yisrael nasar rosh." First he becomes big. Klamar kfar nasar rosh kodem shemitzelam. Then he goes ahead and comes against us. That's a klamar and get in the vavim abase. Amar kadosh baruch hu mi garim lishayam sham mishlov de psilim. What caused that? Me to be an assistant to Avodah Zarah, Nix. Avodah Sem Sheyisrael Him Garmulu. This is the sins of the Yidden that caused me. Ve'era Chayos, and I saw Chayos. Ve'ini Ofan Echad Baretz Yitzal Chayos. And there was one Ofan, like Srafim Ve'ofanim V'chayos HaKodesh. There was one Ofan Baretz Yitzal Chayos that's next to the Chayos. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Malach Echad Shehu Omid Baretz. It's talking about this Malach who stands on the ground. What does that mean? The ground. Rashi says this means the nothing. It says on the ground. Verusha Megiyas Alchayos. Rashi over there says it's talking about the ground of the Rekia. And it's Rosh Megiyas, it's Alchayos, it gets up to the head, gets up to the Chayos. Sandalfon. Shmo's name is Sandalfon. That was the name of this Malach. Hagavoh mechaveru mahalach chamesh meos. Shana was taller than his friends by a journey of 500 years. Vomer acharei merkava. He stands behind the merkava, behind the chariot of the koshik sarim lekono, and he makes crowns for his maker, and it's for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, "Where does he?" Tosa says, "Mitfilas and shatzadikim olosataros." It's from the tefilas of the tzadikim that he makes these crowns. Any? Really? He goes and he does it for them. You want to tell me that sounds like he knows where Hashem is, where the crown is. V'aksev baruch kavod Hashem mimkomo. Blessed is the glory of Hashem from his place. V'chadum komo lekha the other way. Nobody knows where that place is. Da'amar shem ataga. It's true. Sandalfon does actually know where it is. But he says the shame on the crown. V'azov yasab reshe. And it goes up by itself, and it goes on Hashem, so to speak.
Kol shera Yecheskel, everything that saw Yecheskel, Ra Yishai, everything that Yecheskel saw, Yishaya saw as well. Rashi says, Ra Yishai, Kishashar saw love Ruach HaKodesh. Kemoshanemar ve'eres Hashem Yoshev al-Kisei Ram Benisa, it says in Yishaya, El Shaloh Chash Lefarish, I didn't go through all the details, Shah ben Malachim. V'gadol b'platya, and he was the son of kings, and he grew up in the throne, in the palace. So ben krach haroa, as the melech enu nifal ve'eno tamav enu chasha saber. Someone who's a ben krach, not a ben kfar, a city boy. Okay, he's used to this. He's not doesn't go out of his way to say everything. Lama yicheskel domet. To what is yicheskel compared? La ben kfar shiros a melech. Someone's a villager who saw the melech. Elamal Yishai Domet, Leben Krach Shiroz Amelch, it was a Ben Krach who saw his system get so enamored. That's why Yecheskel writes more details. Amr Shlakish, Mai Dichsev, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Hashirel Hashem, Ki Ga'o Ga'a. I'm going to sing a song to Hashem, for he's exalted above the exalted. Shirel Amishem is Goyal Gayim. I'm going to sing a song to he who exalts himself upon the exalted ones. Amar Mar Melech Shabachayos Ari, the king of the beasts. Alches Dari Rashi's Ve'el Abrasan V'Kisei Fulamam. These are the four that are on the Kisei Hakavod. Hashem's above it. So the king of the beasts is the lion. Melech Shabahima Shor, that's the ox. Melech Shabofus Nesher is the eagle. Va'adam Skalim, the man is upon them. So these are the four different things of the throne. Va'Kodesh Baruch Hu Mizgal Kulan Va'al Kolam Kulan. Kodesh Baruch Hu is above that and above the entire world. Kosov Echad Omer, one pasuk says, the likeness of their faces was that of a human. The lion's face to the right of the four of them. The ox's face to the left of the four of them. And an eagle's, was face to the four of them. But also says in Yecheskel, each one had four faces. Right? It says a similar idea here, but it says a little different. Pnei Echad, this is found in the 10th parak. Pnei Echad, Pnei Akruv, the one face, the face of the crow, v'pnei Hashem, v'pnei Adam, the second one, the face of a human, v'shish b'nei Aryeh, v'lion, v'shish b'nei Nesher, v'ilu shor lo kachosh v'zim b'nei Shor. Says the Gemara, Merish Lakus, Yechezkel b'kish alav n'rachmim. Yechezkel sought mercy from Hashem in reference to the ox, v'hafchel the crow, and he switched into a crow. V'amal the front of, he says, v'pono shalolim. Kategar yasis and eger. We're going to make a kategar. A prosecutor is going to be a defender. The ox is going to bring the is going to bring up the concept of the glaza. Rashi says, "I'm not tzrichim shivakshim merkam v'secha alini rachamim v'hashor kategar." We want rachamim. Kategar is shona. Saniger, Ohev Melitosha is coming to help us here. So you can't put it over there. My grove, what's a grove? Amavavo Kravya means like a child. Rashi's Pnei Tinok. She came Babavel Korn Linuka Ravya. In Babel, they call a child, they call him a Ravya. Amali Rav Papa the Abai, Elameata the Seya, but if that's true, then we have to apply this to that which it says in the Pasuk. Pnei Echad, Pnei Akruv, Pnei Hashem, Pnei Adam. The one face was that of a crow, and the second one was that of a man. Vashish b'nei Aryeh v'vi b'nei Nesher. Hada b'nei crow, hada b'nei Adam. So it ends up being as two people. It's the same thing. It's a person and a baby. Rashi says, Mahim p'nei crow, Mahim p'nei Adam. V'chilo echad hin. Aren't these the same? And for the Gemara, api ravri v'api sitri. They're not the same because the face of a man is talking about an adult one, and that of a child is talking about a small kid. Rashi says, echad p'nei god, v'echad p'nei god. It's two separate things. Kosev echad omer, we have one pasuk that says, well. Sheish kenafayim leechad. Each one had six wings. Because of Echad Omer, one says, v'arba panim leechas, v'arba kenafayim leechas v'am. They only had four wings. Lokasha. Kab is much of a mitzvah. Kayim, that's when it had six wings. Rashi says, b'mi yishaya, haya mikzash kayim b'mechono, meyichesko kvar giyazman shiachrov, b'smahatop mali shamayla, and it went down in its greatness. Kab is on shayin b'sim b'nish kayim, therefore it lost its glory. Kaviyachos shinismatu kanfei ha'chayos, like the wings of the chayos went down, so to speak. Haiminau is imatu, which of the wings went down? Right, because each pair of wings, there's six, or there's four, or there's two, is connected to some type of thing. Amar Rav Chananiel, Amar Rav, Osin Sha'omar Shir Behen. Those which these things shear with. They had shear with certain wings. Those wings were gone. Ksivach says over here in Yeshaya, Ubishtami Ofer for Korazel Zaviyamar. And with two would fly, and one would call the other and say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Ksiv Rav says, Atayiv Einecha Bovein. And you cast your eyes upon it, and it's gone. The fact that we link between these two type of ideas teaches that it's wings used for flying and song that got that we lost by the loss of the destruction of the temple. Chalil of Chas should be built in our day speedily. Rabbanan Ami, the Rabbanan says, though the ones that got rid of are Osin Shemachas and Maglam, the ones that covered up their legs. Should remember the Pusik says, Varaglam, regularly Shara, says that their legs were a straight leg. V'ilo, the Emet, if it wasn't, they didn't get rid of them. Minaviyade, how would you know what the legs looked like if they were covered by the wings?
Gemara says maybe not. It's not a raya because Dilma de Igloi v'chazilim. Maybe they became revealed and then they were seen. Dilotemach, we don't say that. Udmus pneim pnei Adam, the likeness of their faces there was a human face. Hachinami de ma'utzu. You want to say over here that the wings are covering the face were not there? That can't be. Right, because they saw four wings remaining, not two. Ella de Igloi v'chazile. Must be there's revealed momentarily. And they saw. So Hachanami de Igloi v'chazile here too is like revealed a little bit. And then they were able to be seen. So Naraya says, Marachashta. Now you can't compare because Bishlamape or Chayrada the Galui the Tamei there be. It makes sense. You would reveal your face in front of your Rav. But Kari Lava or Chayrada Le Galuye Tamei the Rabbi. But it's not normal to go and reveal the legs. So therefore, if you saw the legs, it must be because the wings are no longer there. Kosev Echad Omer Elif Alfin Yisham Shunei. And a thousand thousands were serving him, and a myriad myriads were standing before him. Serving Hashem. Another book says Hayesh Mispar Gedudav. Is there even a number for the legions that would be there? So hold on one second. There is no number. There is a number. Lokasha Kansman Shbisamidish Kayim. When the Bisamidish was there, then it's going to be no number. Kansman Shein Bisamidish Kayim. That's when there is no Bisamidish. That's during Daniel, and the business was already destroyed, and therefore it has a number. As is being Daniel, Kfar Charav Abayis is already destroyed. And therefore, Kaviyochus in Isma took Famalia Shamala. It was like it became less. So she says, Afklapi Tzvashchina, Hus Kaknu Lomer, Kach Kmo, Bibasar Vidam, Shiachalomer, Lobomia, Tzvashchina, that it became less. Tan, you're willing to the price. Another answer, Rabbi Omer Mishum Abba Yossi Ben Dosai. Elif Alfin Yishamshune Mispar Gedud Echad. 1,000 thousands were serving him is the number of one legion. Vile Gedudav Ein Mispar, but there's no number to describe the legion. That's without numbers. It just keeps going. Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Omer says Elif Alfin Yishamshune Lenahar Dinor. 1,000 thousands were serving him, referring to the Malachim by the streams of fire. And Rashi says, "Nahavi kura nami gavi nahar dinor ksiv." Shinemar, as the pasuk says, "Nahar dinor nogeid v'nafak min kadamoi elif alfin yishamshuni v'riba rivavav kadamoi kumon." A stream of fire was flowing forth from before him. 1,000 thousands were serving him, and a myriads were standing before him. Meganafik, now where were these streams of fire? Where were they coming from? Is the Asin Shel Chayas, from the sweat of the Chayas HaKodesh. Lechen Shafik, and to where does it pour out? Where does it empty? Amrav Zutra Bar Tuvi Amrav, Al Rosh Roshayim Gehenem, falls to the head of the Roshayim in Jehinom. Shenamar, Hini Sa'arus Hashem Chama Yotzav Asar Mescholo, behold the storm of Hashem, a fury shall go forth. Atems will seek rest. Al Rosh Rishayim Yachol, it's going to rest on the heads of the Rishayim. V'Ravach V'Yakov Amar, he says, Al Asher Kumtu, upon those who were ordained, Rashi says, Al Tav Tav Kuf Ayin Dal Doru Shehev Yirmina Olam Koda Matan Torah, V'lo Baran Kidik Tani L'Kamav V'Nasem B'Gehenem V'Aleim Nofel, Shneimer Behen V'Nar Yutzak Yisodam, V'Hainu Nar Dinar Shemotzik Aleihem. Shemaz Pasuk says, Asher Kumtu Velois, those who were ordained before their time. Nahar Yitzhak Yisodam, whose foundation was swept away by a river. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.